quality worship this morning. Quality worship this morning.
Flow unhindered. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' precious name we worship. Alright, hallelujah. We may be seated. We want to be very, very brief this morning. Amen. We want to be very, very brief this morning. Today is our church at Boso's anniversary. So, by 10 o'clock, the anniversary is kicking off there. So, I don't want to delay you beyond normal so that we can go. It's important. Let's go and join them to celebrate and honor God in their lives. I think Boso is celebrating how many years this year? Talk to me. 7 years. So they are celebrating the 7th year anniversary. So it's a number of perfection. So we have to go and join them and celebrate with them. Praise God. If you don't know the place, just make sure you follow somebody who knows the road. We've been there since Friday we were there. Saturday, yesterday morning we were there, and today is the grand finale. Praise God. I implore us that we should be there. Also, there is greetings from our churches in Abuja. Praise God. I have to go. If you want to clap, clap now. Amen. It's not me you are clapping for. You are clapping for Jesus. Okay. On Thursday, I have to make a journey and go there. Actually, I need to see the Abuja number 2. Since the time we pray for them for inauguration, I've not been there. And they are at a very critical juncture. They need to move. They are believing God for a place to use. But somebody gave them a whole building for a place of worship. And so they want to move. They want to do some other works, and there is a land at the front of the new building. They see that that place will be more better for them to worship. When I even got there and I look, Holy Spirit said, this is a branch. They are building a branch. That their headquarters is still somewhere inside town. So let them do it well. And I told them, Pastor John said, Holy Spirit have said something like that. Actually, they were thinking I'm coming for ceremonial visit. I said, no. I'm just coming in a very silent way. So I didn't even go with car. I don't go with car. So there's one young man that always take me to Abuja anytime I want to go, especially when I'm traveling out of the country, that nobody will bring the car back home. So he just dropped me at the airport. So when next I'm coming back, he will just come and pick me there. So he's the one I called and took me to Abuja. So Pastor Tomba took me to the place, and I met the pastor. They called him from the place of work, and immediately he quickly called some members that are less busy. So they came around. I was so excited to see me. So I pray over the place. I bless them. And the church is marching on. So I later told them that when we finish our 12 days in December, I may find time to come for 3 days just to bless them and boost their hand around that corner. Praise God. And it's been wonderful. But on Friday night, so I have to be forced at Abuja 1 to stage a program for them. Actually, I didn't plan it. But the way they are all looking at my face, keep coming. I said, okay, go and gather. Let me just bless you. And it was a wonderful night. Praise God. And I returned back yesterday. So it was a glorious experience. More miracle, more blessings are coming. Not only in the branches, even your life. Very soon, I will come and dedicate something in your life. What am I coming to dedicate in your life? Mention it yourself. Eh? Okay. Whatever you say that I'm coming to dedicate is what I will come and dedicate. Praise God. All right, briefly this morning, let's quickly see how we can go again on the journey of divine opening. But this is the topic we are dealing with this morning. Not every opening is divine. Not every opening is divine. Say to yourself, say, Ojoitas, it's not every opening that is divine. Okay. Look at somebody beside you and say, bro. If it's a sister, say, sis. You are not saying it very well. Are you happy this morning? If you allow me to do what I did last week, today, you will not just do my shoulder, my head, my knee, my toe. You won't do that one today. Today, you will run. Thank God, you know this place is big enough to run. I'll just ask you to run like this. Those of you here, run like that. Those of you here, run like this. And you stay there for 2 minutes, then you run back and run back. So, respond well so that you won't run. Somebody beside you, tell that person, say, bro. If it's a sister, say, sis. It's not every opening that is divine. Say it one more time. Say, it's not every opening that is divine. Now listen to me this morning. I'll just charge you briefly on that. Then I give you how you can recognize an opening that is not divine. But before I do that, I want you to know that many Christians today are not sensitive. Many Christians today are not sensitive enough. Some are sensitive, but they are not sensitive enough to know that sometimes devil can come in disguise, pretend as if he's opening door for you, but unfortunately he's opening dishes for you. Very important. It's not every door that opens around you that is divine. It's not every man that comes to you that is a plus. There are some, they are subtraction, but they come in form of they want to add to your life. If you are not careful, they multiply your sorrow. So that's why as a Christian you must be very, very sensitive. Very sensitive. I'm going to read about 3 or 4 scriptures for you this morning, and it's going to shock you that sometimes a spiritual man, you know, the Bible says at the end time it's going to be terrible that the very elect will be deceived. It's not only fake prophet. There are sometimes some people are giving you a kind of blessing to collect from you. They are actually not giving you anything. They are only coming in disguise to deceive you. There are some men that are fraudsters, and they come to you, they want to marry you, but it's a waste of life. So that's why, as a Christian, you must be very, very sensitive. It's not everybody that come to church that say they want to join church that have come to add to the church. Some have come to rip you off your labor of many years. So that's why it's not everyone you see you jump at. And this message is majorly for some of us that are just coming up in the journey of life. Those of us that are teenagers, those of us that are youths, that you only see with kuro-kuro eyes. Unfortunately, you are yet to develop your inner eyes to see more better. So you have to develop your spirit to a point that you have to know there is not everybody that come around that is a helper. There are some people that have come to weaken your destiny and weaken your life. And let me tell you one thing, if you are going to look with your two eyeballs, you can never discover them. It will take sensitivity in the Holy Spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Sorry? Sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. Sensitivity in the inner man for you to discover such men. So it's not every door that open, that is open door. Some are just closed door, but just pretend as if it's open until you enter and it's shut against you. So very important. So that's the road we want to go this morning. But because of our time, because I want you to go to Bosu. I won't take much time this morning. So very important. So you must recognize that. You must recognize that. There are some traps of the devil that come, but you rejoice because you don't know that is a trap. You know, I usually tell people, I said, if devil come with two horns on his head, with this black garment, and he's looking akorako like that, if he just come and talk to you, somebody is not hearing me, you are going to pick grace. I said, devil has come. You recognize devil by appearance, but you will never recognize devil by disguise. So it will take the Spirit of God inside of you. So that's why the journey of Christianity is beyond some of the things that many of us are doing. What we're supposed to concentrate on is not what we are concentrating on. Is somebody hearing me now? It's not what we are concentrating on. No, well, you are concentrating on one brother that didn't sit well. Somebody that stepped on your toe. You better forget about that and develop your spirit man. Develop your spirit man, because what the devil is bringing for you is more than the hurt that people are giving you around. What the devil is bringing for you? Every one of us will remember the story of Apostle Paul. How many of us know? I think it's chapter 16 now. Apostle Paul, Paul and Silas. You remember that story? They were preaching around the city. They were preaching around the city, and a damsel, a young girl, was prophesying after them. Can you imagine? As they were going, this young girl was prophesying after them. Thou sayest the Lord, O ye people, listen to this man, because their message is from God. Their message is from God, and their men that came from God. Listen to them. And the reporter, the person that wrote the book of Acts of Apostles, said, and they followed us. And she followed us for many days. That's to let you know that it's not just one day. The girl was just telling people, listen to them. Listen to them. They are wonderful men of God. They are wonderful men of God. But the Bible made us to know that this lady has been seen for people through divine spirit. She's a diviner. She's a demonic girl. So when the messenger came to town, he started backing them up and bearing witness to them what that demon was trying to do, so that they wouldn't detect that demon on time. I tell you, if I happen to be Apostle Paul that day, you know, I will always confess. Before I even pray, I will have made her the special prayer warriors quad leader. Somebody's not hearing me. I will create a unit, Operation Fire for Fire, and go and be their leader. And that will have been the end of the ministry of Apostle Paul. But one of the days, the Bible says, Apostle Paul looked at her intently and said, you foul spirit. How did he know? Now, that's the level at which all of us are supposed to be operating. Hello? That's the level at which all of us to be operating. It's an insult for enemy to come in disguise and they catch you and they get you. 419 is talking. You never knew that it's 419 until he has finished clearing all your accounts. The little money you have in your account, he has finished it before you wake up and say, yay, 419. Immediately he entered and said, good morning. From his voice, you are supposed to detect. Somebody is not hearing me. You are supposed to detect. You are supposed to know that this one is not genuine. That this one is not true. If I everybody around say, you are meeting somebody for the first time and you say it's not true. I say, kill everybody. Kill what is so. A kind of man want to listen to things before he can choose. And there are some people, they will never show up. Somebody is not hearing me. There is one great man of God in this country of a blessed memory now. They don't know how this young girl got to his house. They don't know. They just know that it's a girl that came to church from there, helping mommy to cook, helping mommy to do this, helping mommy to do that. Then suddenly she started sleeping and not go home. Then before you know what's happening, she brought her things and started staying with them. None of them, I tell you, none of them ever have the inclination that this girl is an agent of the devil. And she has been staying with them for 20 years. So one morning, the man of God was in the bathroom bathing, and he just entered into the spirit. Thou host, if they don't organize so girl, mention the name of that girl, out of this house today, my servant that is talking will lay with her. Lay with her. So you have to organize that girl out. So when he finished and he entered the bedroom, the wife said, why you went bathroom? Do you know what you are saying? He said, no. What happened? He said, I knew I was caught up at a point. He said, this is what the Spirit of God said about you. Then he said, organize the girl out. So they pack all the luggage of the girl and they said, you have to move. 20 years. And that was the hour of the day. You know, devil can parambulate around you for 20 years to get you. How many of us know what the Bible says about the lion? It said your enemy is roaring like what? Like a lion. It's not lion, but it's like a lion. Looking for whom to do what? To devour. How many of us normally watch Nat Geo Wild? Talk to me. In fact, it's a channel I love watching most times. Because sometimes listening to a human being can make you to be weary and tired. But watching animals, they are just themselves. Even that's why sometimes you don't like the way the lions are picking the antelope. But you could see, you know, the power of nature, and you just enjoy that. So most times, I don't watch human channel. I watch animal channel. You understand what I'm saying now? Because human being can just say one news that is going to create problem for you. That's why most times, for example, like yesterday, that there is an election in Ondo State, okay? I'm going to listen to what happened about the election. But listening to their news, I don't. Even BBC, even CNN, human being is human being. Praise God. So I watch animal. And do you know what? Do you know, sometimes when I'm watching the predators, do you know a lion can lay ambush for the zebras? The zebra will be flocking around. He will be looking for the weak one among them. At times he will stand up like this. All of them will go like that. He will look at the one that is last. He will keep looking at them like that. Keep looking at them like that. He can do that for 24 hours. By the time he will come out in his full color, that weaker one is the one he will go for and he will get it. And I shall tell mama, I say, come on, look at the wisdom of all these animals. Exactly, that's the way the devil does. Many of us are just being pray everywhere. Devil is watching you. Many of us are just talking anyhow. Some people just say something. They mean, I don't care. I say whatever I see. Wait. Devil is waiting for you. Your enemy is waiting. He's laying ambush. So that's why your sensitivity must be very, very sharp. Let me tell you one thing. If devil knows that you have a critical role to play in the prophetic agenda for your generation. You will organize your wife. You will organize who you marry. And that's why some of us that are young, that we know that the move of God is coming for us, that the hand of God is coming upon us, you can't afford to just marry anyhow. You are marrying by shape. Some people say, there is nothing I like in that lady except the round mouth. Hey! 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 You want to marry a lady with round mouth? Oh God! I pray you will not enter into a round problem. Round, you say, honestly, I just like that round mouth. Ah! It's better you marry a wide mouth that carry the Spirit of God, that can nurture the flame of God in your life to a fire that will spread around generations. We are talking about destiny, you are talking about beauty. We are talking about destiny, you are talking about makeup. If the problem of makeup of somebody who is making up for you comes, do you think makeup will take care of it? So you must be sensitive. It's not every door that open that is divine. Let me show you one story. You know, it's a very long story, but we are going to read little out of it. In the book of Joshua. How many of us know the book of Joshua? Let's look at chapter 9. Let's look at chapter 9. And let's start reading from verse 1. Let's just read a little. Then I'll finish the remaining story for you. Yes, come on, put it up. Joshua chapter 9. Quickly, please. Are you there? Joshua chapter 9. Okay. Anybody? And it came to pass, okay, when all the kings which were on the side of Jordan, yeah, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coast of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite, the Ammonite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite heard thereof. That's okay. What do they hear? Sit down, sir. What do they hear? They heard about the hand of God upon Joshua. Yes, let's go ahead. Verse 2, please. That they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. You know, you could see practically that these are enemies. The Hittite, the Jebusite, the Amorite, they are all coming powerfully. They want to fight with David. So also Joshua. Joshua was also getting ready. You know the enemy that show up that he want to fight you, sir? Praise that enemy, oh. Praise that enemy, oh. Because at least he has shown up that you know that this is the enemy. But look at verse 3, sir. Look at verse 3. And when the inhabitant of Gibeon, this is one of the enemies too. But these ones, they choose another strategy, which is the strategy that devil is using for many Christians today. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard with what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, when they overheard that this guy, then they said, let's move ahead. They did walk willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors. Can you see pretense? Can you see disguise? And took old sack upon their asses and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up. You know, they dress wretchedly as if they are poor people, as if they have no place to live. Yeah? And old shoes and clouted upon their feet and old garment upon them. And all the bread of their provisions was dry and moldy. Can you imagine? Everything was messed up around them. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore, make ye a league with us. Another word for league is treaty. Another word for treaty, a covenant. Enemy want to sign covenant with Joshua. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure ye dwell among us. How shall we make a league with you? Yes, go ahead. And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servant, enemy. They said, "We are thy servant." And Joshua said unto them, "Who are ye? And from whence come ye?" Can you imagine? That question is not enough to detect any meal. He said, "Who are ye?" And you must know how to listen to people. Look at the next thing he said. They said, and they said unto him, "From a very far country thy servant came, come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt." Where did you come from? From a far country. How far is the country that doesn't have a name? Far country. Somebody's not hearing me. Far country. How far? Is there a country in the old world today that doesn't have a name? And you must know that what happened there didn't happen in heaven. It happened on earth there. It's a story we are reading. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's just that it's a divine story. It's an anointed story. So it happened here on earth. Everyone, those people that did that thing, they have their tomb in their country. But from far country, even if it's from Benin Republic, mention where you come from.
Yes, sir.
From far country. How far? Even if it's Papua Guinea. If it's Papua Guinea, you know where Papua Guinea is? Papua Guinea is after Australia. In fact, that country is almost the ends of the earth. After that place, the next thing you'll be seeing is water. No more country. Even if it's from Papua Guinea, tell us where you come from. Far country. Anybody that is already telling you something that have no basis, be sensitive in your spirit. But do you know Joshua was not sensitive? Far country. Far country. Imboletiwa. Ojino gon. Jino jino jino. Ibo ne. What's that? Far country. Far country. Bros, where do you come from? Far country. Anybody that is telling you far country, be careful. Somebody is not hearing me this morning. You know, this is a message I would have loved to preach very well, but don't worry. I'll try so that we can be snappy. But from a very far country. And do you know, when you get home, read Joshua chapter 9. Do you know they eventually signed the peace accord? Joshua signed it. Well, let me show you the effect of that. Somebody is not hearing me. Let me show you the effect of it so that you know the gravity of what Joshua did there. When you get home, make sure you read your story. They sign it. Can you imagine that Gibeonites started afflicting the people of Israel? But unfortunately, the princes and the elders, they said, "Well, we can't touch them because we have signed treaty with them in the name of the Lord." Ati seleri fun, ati wonumajemu. We've entered into covenant. So to kill them now is a problem. So nobody dare lay hands on them. They are enemies, these guys. I pray for you this morning. May you not enter into covenant with your enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too low. I say, may you not enter into covenant with your enemies.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. I remember one story now. Somebody told us that story. It's a Deeper Life member. Told us that story when the ministry was very young. He went and married his enemy as a wife. And they entered into covenant. So the lady started oppressing this man. Yeah. It was so painful. The man was growing leaner and leaner every day. And whenever she did something that hurt the man, the woman would be dancing. I've told you that story before. The woman would be dancing in the presence of the husband. No beating, no divorce, no beating, no divorce, no beating, no divorce, no beating, no divorce. And unfortunately, the husband would be crying. No beating, no divorce. And it's true. He said it right. Yeah. No beating, no divorce. She will be doing things that will provoke the man, that will make the man to run mad. Sometimes the man will go away for 1 week. When the man come back, no beating, no divorce. At times, she may not cook food. Where is my food? We'll go and dress empty plates. When the man open it, the man say, "But why are you doing like this? Are you devil?" No beating, no divorce, no beating. She has been doing that for over 1 year to 2 years. So the man one day went to his pastor and say, sir, these are the things that my wife is doing, and it's seriously hurting me, and she will be sinning, no beating, no divorce. The pastor said, no, since she's doing it deliberately, okay, go and look for Koboko. Amen. Go and look for what? The one that have two mouths, the type of the one that Jesus used in the temple for the money exchangers. They go and look for it. Don't ma funlara. No. Keep it. When the woman is thinking, no beating, no divorce, no beating, you two will now go inside. You go and take your own joro. And you now say, there is beating, no divorce. Beating, no divorce. And truly, the man came out in full color one of the days and gave the woman five. I knew I married my enemy. I won't divorce you because I've entered into covenant. But my feeling is shit here. My feeling is fine. So, after the woman ran to pastor, can you imagine your church member is beating? He's beating me. Look at my body. The pastor said, I gave him counsel that there is beating, no divorce. It was then the woman started changing. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May you not marry your enemy. You know, there was a time I talked about separation, separating from young people. Somebody asked me online, he said, excuse me, sir, what if you marry your wife is the person, the wrong person in your life? What do you do? And I pity that man. Because when I now talk with him behind the scene, the man is talking about, he has married a woman that is frustrating his life. Now they have gone on divorce. But I pray for you, especially all of you young people. You know, if I'm praying that for you that are married, it's a prayer that cannot work again. Because you are married already. You just meet me now, you are praying for me. May you not marry your enemy. I've married one already. So I'm not praying for married people. If you have married, congratulations. And if it's devil incarnated, may God change him or her. That's the only prayer we can pray for you. May change come. But those of you that are yet to get married, may you not marry devil. Hey, you better say amen. Because some people say, automatically I'm going to marry from church. Who told you that there are no devil in church? Plenty. Devils that are pretending, like Gibeonites. Let me show you something that happened in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21. 2 Samuel chapter 21. We just want to read a few verses there. 2 Samuel 21. 2 Samuel 21. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I know that song will not leave your head now. No beating, no divorce. There is beating, no divorce. Alright? So, the Bible says, then there was a famine. I'm reading verse 1. Then there was a famine in the days of David. Look at this story. In the days of David, 3 years. Famine in Yemu. There was no food, there was no money. Economy meltdown everywhere. 3 years. Year after year, David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, it is for Saul. You didn't understand? It's Saul that caused this famine. But why did the famine not happen in his day? God knew that Saul is a madman. He won't do anything about it. So God allowed the famine to come in the day of David. Who cares to and who will profess solution to it? So he inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. Can you imagine? He killed the Gibeonite. So since that day till today, if an Israeli see a Gibeon, he must be nice to him, because they are under covenant. Otati benyuole, omiti tenyuogbilenu. May that not happen to you. May you not enter covenant with 419. Oh, some of us are not saying amen very well this morning. It's a serious prayer for you. It can ruin your life. It can reduce you to your former shadow, to the shadow of your former self. It can make life unbearable for you. It can put you under prayer to commit suicide. when you know that somebody is hurting you, but there is nothing you can do about it. There is nothing. You are powerless. And the king called the Gibeonite and said unto them, now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel. Can you imagine? But of the remnant of the Ammonites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement, that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord? Can you see? They are now seeking the blessing of their enemy. Can you imagine? And the Gibeonites said unto him, we have no silver nor gold, nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall thou kill any man in Israel. And he said, what ye shall say, that I will do for you. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us, which is Saul, and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coast of Israel, let seven men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I will give them. He has to give them. It's so painful, but he has to do it. Now, because in disguise. So, be sensitive. I don't know why this message is coming this morning, but be sensitive. Be sensitive. May you not borrow from your enemy, who has been looking for opportunity to knock you in a situation whereby you can never rise again. I remember one year like that, some years back, that people normally buy higher purchase. How many of you remember those years? I don't know whether they are still doing it. Are they still doing it? You buy higher purchase. Higher purchase machine, higher purchase vehicles, higher purchase building. The car they are selling, 2 million. They will give you for 4 million. I said, pay at your convenience. So you may now say, I will spend it and finish the money in the next 3 years. So no problem, you keep paying. When the end of the third year is over and you have paid like 3.8 million, it remains 200,000, and the 3 year you gave them is complete, they will now come and take the car away from you again. Can you just imagine? I have one brother that time that I want to go and do it. Him in here, I told him, don't do it. Go go and tell him, go go lay lantern. How many of us? You know there is one cooperative they call Gbamule Lantern. It's terrible. Abi, what do you call it? Lapo. There's one girl that has been crying all around us here. He went and borrowed money from Lapo, asking, where do you want me to see the money for Lapo? Lapo come. Lapujani. Oh, Bowo Nimina, oh, along Bowo Lapo, oh, from Lapo village. Praise God. Anything you carry that you cannot carry, drop it. It's not by force. Hello. Anything you carry and you cannot carry, drop it. By the grace of God, our convention is next 2-3 weeks. I tell you, if I have the means, I will do the ceiling. We paint this place. We will do our dedication. We will do the flooring. But when God said we should be doing it gradually, for me to go and borrow money from Lapo now, after convention, Lapo now put me inside their apple. You know that's trouble. I don't owe anybody. The way you see me standing is the way I'm standing. The one that God gave me power to do, I'll do it. You know, I'll give you points that go that area. That's why I'm dealing with all of this now. Because these are the things that push people into the hands of wrong people. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? I say, but sir, you are the one that preached to us that we should borrow money to pay the school fees of our children. Yes, I said it. When you have the means to pay back. If you don't have the means to pay back, take your child to public school. The school you attend does not matter. Do you understand what I've just said? On Wednesday, did I tell you how we went to school? Talk to me. We went to school barefooted. It's not anything on our face. If your hand no reach here, you know they go to school. In fact, during that our time, private school is not much. Amen? I'm talking of 1977, 78, 79. How many private schools do we have around? There are not plenty. In fact, in those days, it's white people that have private school. White people that come to town. Some India, some. They are the ones that have private school. And private school is not as common like this as at that time. I went to Our Savior's Anglican Primary School. Kosino Street, Lenye. Primary school. It's over there, Nursery. Pada. There is no nursery and primary. It's today you see nursery and primary school. In those days, it's primary school. Primary what? Primary school. At primary one, I already know the name of all our teachers in the school. Momo Mr. Ajayi, Mr. Olajiga, Mr. Or everyone on there, I know them. So you can't beat me and I will not describe you to my mother. Ah. But when you are not with the Catholic school, all our teeth is already out. And yet, we are not there. You know, it's not a crime for you to start from somewhere. It's a crime for you to remain there. If I am still in our Savior, in fact, when I enter school, all my elder sisters normally make jest of me whenever I get home. They say, Peter, come here, what's the name of your school? I say, the name of my school is Our Seglos Anglican Prime School. I tell you, till I got to GS1, let me call it with your this thing, till I got to Form 1 in those days, I only hear one English. Only one English in Mubori, Mubori. Even in arithmetic in our school, Ekiti nothing cover. So close. What are you talking about? Teach us with Ekiti language. Some people say we won't go far. It's a lie. Who told you that we will not go far? You know, one of the things, I don't know, the Holy Spirit is going to help our educational sector. One of the things that is causing mass failure, that is leading to all of this rubbish, that people are now buying examination, buying papers, and is because many of these students did not even understand what they are teaching them. What stops you to teach you mathematics in Hausa language? You will understand better. Go to China. China doesn't teach English. They don't teach any other language. Go to China. Even when you buy their phone, you need to know phone to set their phone, because everything is Chinese like that. One of our brothers is there now. is trying to cope. They won't speak any other language to you. Somebody is not hearing me. So it's only one English I hear. I hear it. I don't even know the meaning. And our headmistress, whenever I come to the assembly in the morning, after telling us, Emaja, Shoge, Kanae, you know, in those days they inspect your nails, they inspect your haircut. Unlike now, Wagbe dreadlock, law school. Wagbe ori e waleni. Wagbe ori e, Wagbe dani wale vaina. Dreadlock to the school. Student of primary two is doing PEMI. Your child is also doing PEMI. And you say that student should not insult you. When we're in primary school, you don't know male, you don't know female. All of us, Bab, sir, low cut like this, everybody, including female. What do I call it? Low cut knee. And the only English I hear, when headmistress finish, you don't look at all the teachers, where they are standing. Any other announcements? Any other announcement? That's the only English I hear. So when I get home, I keep saying it. Any other announcement? So people keep looking at me. Where did this guy? Any other announcement? Any other announcement? Any other announcement? So one of my sisters called me and said, come, where do you hear any other announcement? Any other announcement? The next English I hear after that is at any rate. At any rate. At any rate, I enter into Form 2 before I started speaking English. And people of God, Ode Jina, Kishi Azin, that they are speaking now. I say, where are you going? He say, Azin Gate. Over there below near Azin. One of our teachers is a classroom teacher. He said he got to class one day. He said, where is Omotoke Obisanya? He said, he did it. One of the students raised up his hand. He said, he did it indeed. Those are the students we are raising now. He did it indeed. Can you imagine? Okay. Don't spoil my message this morning. Now, that's not really where I'm going. But what I'm saying is that don't force yourself on anything. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And don't force anything on yourself. All the children in the vicinity, they are in private school. My child must also be in private school. But do you have the means? When I returned Jochebed from DIC, when she returned home, some people are saying, Hima, some people are saying, and this. So I said, you say you follow me to wherever I take you? He said, yes, let's go. We have one of the teachers of Federal Government College at Chachaga branch, Sister Naomi. I contacted her. This girl is going to SS1 in Federal Government College. So I said, no, it doesn't befit you. She be a mini. Eh? Anytime she's going to school, close your eyes. I didn't know what I did to myself until the day they say I should pay her school fees, sir, 10,000 naira. School is my easy gun. I tell you, in fact, I don't normally bother myself about her school fees. I don't normally. On several occasions, Pastor Blaji is the one that will raise the meter and pay the money. After 1 month, Pastor Blaji said, you haven't set 2 meters. Kitunye. And you will scoop Jokebe. Oh, I'll see you. You better do what you will relax about. I have another brother that time. He said, I should bring up men to Ibadan. There is one school in Ibadan. Oh, very powerful book. School. And truly, we talked to him that we got there. The school has the airport. I want more low. Thomas land. The land. Life fort. When you get to Ibadan, ask of life fort. They did the exam for Otne. Otne even passed. How Otne say I like this school? If you see their classroom, oh God. It's like they are too. I say, Otne, when they gave me the bill of first time, I say, Otne, if you are coming to school, me, your mother, Jochebed and Nicanor, we park and follow you. When school fees is going to almost 2 million. I'm sure. In fact, by now it must have been more than that. I say, Otne, your Tori or Longori, inu mi na emi gan fe ku lo be. I want you to go there, but ko le possible. Ma binu, because I need jeun le mo. Go wo nje le, atowo bed, ata bed. You are not hearing what I'm saying now. We are going to sell bed, sell all our car. So when we pay your school fees, then all of us will follow you. Tori ibe ako go go wosi until he comes back. Is somebody hearing me now? And when I took him to DIC, when we got to DIC and they told me the amount, I said, because it's nothing compared to this to the school fees of that place. So very important. So you must understand, because these are the things that make people to fall cheaply into the hand of wrong people. I want to make it now, to become this now, to become that now. Now, it's not every opening that is divine. Is somebody hearing me today? It's not every opening that is what? That is divine. Ezra chapter 4. I want to read these scriptures for you, then I'll now give you a few points. I have about few points for you to ponder on. Ezra chapter 4. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 1. Ezra chapter 4, verse 1. Now, when the adversaries of Judah, Benjamin, heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel. When the adversary, another word for adversaries are, they are enemies. They are enemies. When the enemies of Judah heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel. Look at me. The enemy came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do. That's the way they always say. There are many people, when they come to church, is an herbalist. But because they say hallelujah, amen, You know, the language of church is very easy to we have several of them today that call themselves preachers, but people of God, they are 419. They don't have an iota of godliness in them. No iota of godliness in them. But they have learned the language of Zion. They have learned the language of Zion when they come up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why you keep hearing some demonic names that some of them are calling themselves. Somebody will come up and say, the lion himself. Where do you hear that, Robbie? Jesus is the only lion tribal of Judah. Yes, we are lion. We are like our father. But we are not supposed to carry that title on our head. Touch us. Is then you know what we are. Somebody is not hearing me. And you look at yourself, you say you are a liquid matter. How do you hear that rubbish from? Now, go and check those people. There is no iota of godliness in them. In fact, as a matter of fact, I come to read my Bible very well. Where do we come about the issue of giving yourself some names? Somebody is not hearing me. And now, because I'm preaching to you, and now some people want to be calling me someone's rubbish name that time. There was a time somebody was calling me Baba Mercy. I said, stop that rubbish. God is the one that give mercy to people. Jesus is the one they call Jesus, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. I'm not Baba Mercy. Go to the south, you see some of them. Baba Love, Baba Anointing, Baba. That's rubbish. Men that are genuine, they don't name themselves after the move of God. But the problem is that we have already mastered, and I was telling my either my wife or somebody, maybe it's Pastor Toba, I was telling them, I said there are some things when you see it around the man, you will know whether this one will go far or not. Somebody is not hearing me. You will know whether this one will go far or not. So Toba pray, I need to show Lord, no matter the anointing that is flowing in your life, Timatina will look on to be fried. I know you won't go too far. You are mixing up with some people somewhere. When you hear the name of my father, it's Reverend Olushola Ayodele. Kosi Baba Love Labe. Do you know that is the one that do living by the answer? In fact, all the children in the church, they call daddy, daddy answer, daddy answer, daddy answer. But you will never see daddy to write it under his name. Reverend Olushola Ayodele. That the answer. That's rubbish. Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Baba Miracle. Oh, need the rubbish. If you are a pastor under me and you name or you have an association with me and you are naming yourself like that, I walk away from you. I walk away from you. I lost simplicity in my life. I'm complicated. Get to the south. Baba Olomi now. You know, different kind of names like that. Baba Olomi now. You put all of those things on your name. It shows that something is not yet done inside of you. Men that front the move of God in their generation, you don't see their face. They don't name anything after themselves. Alexandra Dowi, do you see Baba? Baba Ye, one night, Baba Life. You don't need all of that. It's people of the world that give themselves as appellation. Is somebody hearing me this hour? So very important. So they said unto Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Ashur, which brought us up hither. Can you imagine? Look at the way they follow this history. And in verse 3, but Zerubbabel and Jeshua, the high priest, and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us. These are men that recognize the enemy in their full colors. Ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God. But we ourselves together we build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia hath commanded us. So we won't. We won't. And lastly, look at the number 4. Verse 4. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. As only they joined them, Unko, it's not just trouble. They will have stopped that assignment. There are many great works of God that is going on in your life. Be sensitive that you don't join yourself with wrong people that stop the move of God in your life. It's not every opening that is divine. Say it one more time. Say it's not every opening that is divine. Say it one more time. Say it's not every opening that is divine. A young man came to me here. Which day was that? And he was sharing with me how they forwarded him. Sir, nothing. So what do you want me to do now? To pray for you? He says, sir, even if it is money to eat. So I have to listen to my inner spirit before I could give him little thing. Because he's so foolish, he's so daft. He's doing business in town there. And somebody came to you that is from oil company that you want to get your oil well. Can you imagine? He said, well, how true is this thing? He said, what are you talking about? He said, I even use oil, crude oil, to eat banga. He said, that's the way he told me. So, what you look, omo nile, omo ile koni. Until they siphon all his pocket. He went and withdrew the money to do the processing. Call the number. The number you are calling does not exist. The number you are calling does not what? He said, yeah. Elu number lowe, koti ekwa wupo no. Okay, about 5 point something million lowe. Show pony. It's not much. 5 point something million. I say, see you now, see you. We have been in this place for over how many years? This one is better than oil well. To even send 1 million naira to me and say I should do the building. He been paid by one. You are feeling hungry now, you came. I said, well, let me give you 5,000 to go and use it to buy something. It is well. Be careful. Zerubbabel and Yeshua, they said, come, you won't join us and you won't build with us. These people are not emotional. They are not emotional. Somebody is not hearing me. They are not emotional. They know what the Lord is telling them. Pastor Kennedy, please give me pen. Something is coming. Hallelujah. So very important. Hallelujah. Okay. How do I know when an opening is not divine? How do I know? So I want to give you points quickly now. Points very quickly. How do I know? How do I know? How do I know? So a few of them here. How do I know when an opening is not divine? What are the things I see? What are the indices that show you that? Kai, be careful. Tread softly. 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 Number one, know the Bible to know when it is not God that is coming your way. Know the Bible. Tell somebody besides, say, know the Bible. Oh, say it louder. Say it one more time. Yeah, know the word of God. Did the Bible say you should look for anything by force? So why troubling yourself? The Bible says you should look for anything by force. So why are you troubling yourself? Why are you looking for it by force? Is somebody hearing me now? Know the Bible. That when devil is coming, you know. Many of us are not versed in the scripture. That's why we venture into different kind of stupid things. That's why we venture into different kind of stupid things. How can somebody come and tell me now that I have to follow him somewhere in order for my church to be filling up? No, I don't need to follow you anywhere. I'll follow God to this extent. Somebody's not hearing me. So following you to somewhere is following the wrong road. Is somebody hearing me now? So very important. Be very careful. Know the word of God to the point that you know when devil is rearing up with his ugly head. When devil is rearing up with his ugly hair, you already know, this devil. This devil. Know the Bible very well. They didn't just come and tell you that you follow them somewhere. I say, bro, I get one three games. How many games? 3 games. If you just put something like 500,000, you go chop, eh? You go chop, money go, they chop you. Let me tell you one thing. If that is the way 3 games normally work, sir, there is nobody on the street of Nigeria today that will not be a multi-billionaire. Is gambling biblical? Ask yourself that question. So these are the things. You know, one thing I normally ask myself, the question is, when you say I should come and do something, I ask myself the question, if Jesus is introduced to this thing, will he do it? If my answer is no, then I shouldn't do it. Is somebody hearing me now? It's not every opening that is divine. So, guide your life with the Word of God. Word of God is your textbook. Praise God. Pastor Kaude, do you know there are some of your questions in NECO, they can thought. Talk to me. There are some of your questions. The Ministry of Education can fault it and say this is not correct. Do you know why they are saying that? Do you know why they are saying that? They check the curriculum. They discover that your question does not tally with the syllabus. And they said, no, this one doesn't work. So likewise it is. Why will you be doing things that you have not checked in your syllabus? We have divine syllabus. And our syllabus is what? It's the Bible. What the Bible says about it. Your friend come to meet you and say, bro, come. You know, why your wife is doing all of these things? Eh? Why your wife is doing all of these things? It's because you have not shown now. I should show her. Say, show her. Show her. I have one get somewhere. Let her know. Tobini bati pemeji obe woman duni. This one will be rushing you, that one will be rushing. You must know that that's the devil that is coming your way. Because the people of the world will be doing it. They will be going free. But they will try it. Eh? Devil will want to show your shame to the whole world. You do it once. She get pregnant once. Wala deba in here. And you hear the girl. Who told you that I want to waste my life? I will give back to this one. You begin to sweat. You should perish. Because you don't know what the Bible says. There are some things that people come to tell you in the name of the Lord. That when you know Bible very well, you know this is a liar. This man is a liar. He's a liar now. This is a lie. How can somebody just come to you? You are going to have 3 days. 3 days of what? Fasting and prayer. See, on the third day, look for big seed to come and sow. Don't let him go, sir. What is my prayer point? How can somebody give you punishment without telling you prayer point? Say, what's my prayer point? Say, pray! Pray! That everybody that is on the way to your breakthrough, that God clear them off. Sir, Bible verse. Keep asking. He will shout. Must you know Bible verse all the time? You know, one of our sisters said, the mother called her. Hello, Pele, Dupe, there's a prophet beside me now. They say you are going to bait so that you can get to where you are going in life. That's why he's looking at me now. Her name is not Dupel. I'm just using that. And thank God for the word of God that is going on here. And the sister said, please, can I talk to the prophet? You want to talk with you? And the sister said, thank you, sir. So what did you tell my mother? And he said, oh, God, you will bait for me. Do you know I'm a wife of another man? He said, no, it's not like that. You will bait. We will not be there. He said, Baba, where is it in the Bible that we must bow for people before they enter into their destiny? The only thing you are permitted to bait with is the word of God. He says, sanctify them with thy truth. He said, for thy word is truth. So the only thing you have to bait with is what? And that's what I'm doing for you now. Won't wear anybody. Not the one that I carry you to that place of your pants, of your is a froster. That man is a froster. We do water baptism. We did it about a few weeks ago. Everybody wear their clothes, and I put you inside water, bring your. I told all the pastors, I said, I'm doing the last one that day. Every other one they will be doing is the pastor that will be doing it. I'm no more doing. Is somebody hearing me now? So very important. So the sister said, the man said, Kilo sa inu bibeli ewo ani oluwa soro iwo soro nipa bibeli. He said, Baba, tell battery, if you don't find it in the Bible, I'm not coming. Your daughter is very proud. Very proud. Very proud. He thought he's one of the people that they have been catching cheaply. One of our brother went to his family house. On getting there, a prophet came to do family deliverance for them. You know, family deliverance. If you come to me that somebody is coming to your house to do family deliverance, you will go with that deliverance. Go with that deliverance. And the brother, he was praying. You know, the brother don't want to appear as arrogant. Come and see the type of prayer. Two of them that came, one of them bleached from head to toe. A boy that bleached. So I don't care who you are. If you bleach, you've watered down your message. Is somebody hearing me now? Some people come to me, Daddy, how you are getting darker? Do we get you something so that you look more yellower? I say, Efimile, I be yellow, losorun. Leave me alone. If you are not contented with the Omo, elephant blue detergent, leave it. Elephant blue detergent. So, if you are not okay with it, no problem. Go to the church of a pastor that is bleaching. Me, are no bleach. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So, and the people finish and they say, now we want to pray for you. We saw your certificate inside 1-3. you have not had a revelation. Revelation that will shake you if you are not biblical. If you don't know what the Bible says, I say, ah, madam, they will see it all. You have been believing God for the fruit of the womb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 years. See, yes, it's true. They got that one. They know they are getting you now. They want to break your wall of defense. They say, even your pastor, your husband is from Odo State. Yes! Yes! They say, now, we saw your babies inside one basket. And they put it in River Shashaga. It's already flowing now. To Eregi. In order to bring those children back, you need 1.5. And you see the person running at that, they've gotten you now. There is nothing like that in the Bible. Hey, somebody hearing me today? Does it mean that devil doesn't have manipulation? He has it. Then how did he organize our deliverance? Go and settle down with your word. Go and settle down with the word of God. Is somebody hearing me today? Go and settle down with the word of God. And they said, we saw your certificate. They don't pack your certificate. Go Kovun in the village. Inside 3. Say, thank you. They said, so you will now kneel down. I will lay hands on you and pray for you. That thing will come back. Say, excuse me, you can pray. But lay hands on me, I won't allow. Ah. They said, what do you mean by that? Said, it takes my spiritual head to lay hands on me. You know, I love people that know where they are standing. Not every Dick and Harry to be laying hands on you, laying hands on you. You know, there was a day I preached that here. Who is laying hands on you? Or who has laid hands on you? What do you know in the Bible? So that's where the problem of many of us are. Hello, me boche joko ibobo nkatimu yinso ibai. Koja de se nugeti yen. Ki busu, busu. You know one woman that told us that busu? Somebody is not hearing me. He said, Busu saw me. And Busu look at my palm like this. Ah! La illa. Mule de dro. Alon dro. Say, you are a rich woman. I was listening to one message this morning. And the message even threw me off balance. Praise God. Have you paid the school fees of your children? Have you paid it? Okay, you are yet to pay. But as your child come to remind you and tell you, daddy, when will you pay my school fees? No, we never do that. He knows you will pay. Even there are some prayer points that is not genuine around God. If you have the approval of God, there are some things you don't ask. Somebody is not hearing me. Or for your child to come in the evening, say, how do we sleep this night? Huh? You look at his face. What's wrong with you? You provided bed already? Everything is said. Rather, they ask you for pleasure. Daddy, can I go and ride that bicycle? Yes, uh-huh. Daddy, can I go out and play with my bicycle? Those are the things they ask from you. God, and sometimes they give you one. See, yes, sir. There are enough prayer points in the Bible for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
And the man now, the woman now came here, was giving testimony. If I tell you the testimony now, some of you remember. He said, I now started praying. Oluwa, God of, how did it start? Is it my name he started with? Is he Adeboye? God of Adeboye. God of TB Joshua. Then God of Ojobita. Okay, Echinati. And sir, the three people he mentioned, they don't go together.
Yes, sir.
If you even mention God of Adeboye and God of Ojobita, I agree. Show me. Me, Mobito Tirio. No day. There was a day I came out practically in the church in the open and I told you I don't have any association with that man. So some of you that normally buy his calendar and is in your bedroom, we're done. Talk about in lay. Miss in lay. Brade no woman now. The man is very, very close to us, yeah. Was coming around, but all along he told us he's a minister of God. All along, I never allow him to climb my pulpit. Was still there at that time. Until one middle of the night, one of the children just called me and said, hello, 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 hello. She daddy Ojobita near. I said, yes. He said, you ma bonli, why ma bonli, why daddy what in ku? Ah. Your daddy is dying. He said, my daddy is dying now. He's dying. I look at time, 2 a.m. How will I be going to their house around this time? So 5 a.m. I was there. When I got home, I greeted them. The children pretended as if they are not the one that called me. I said, where is your dad? They said, he's in the room. So by the time I got there, the man didn't know anybody again. They lifted his leg. Maggot was coming out practically. What did I say? Maggot. Maggot, sir. Maggot. I'm not telling you Kukambu story this morning. Maggot was coming out of the leg. He has been applying holy water of salvation. I've never seen where you get that one from. Holy water of salvation. If salvation worked by holy water, why are we giving our life to Jesus? Let's go to hospital. He said, no, the man is diabetic in nature. And he put his leg on something while he was coming from a journey. And the thing has a sore now. They have to quickly go and take care of it and increase his insulin and different kind of things and insulate him. But unfortunately, the man said he's not going anywhere. He said, I have an association with one man of God in Lagos. They gave him holy water of salvation. And they are putting holy water, holy water, holy water, holy water, holy water, holy water. Until maggot was coming out. Maggot, pra, pra, pra. I'm talking of big, big maggot. What? I said, come on, lift this man. The wife said, no. I said, come on, lift him. And they lifted him up. I said, we die if you don't do something. Sir, by the time I will look at the side, sir, picture of this man of God. Hey, auto window, like that. Ah! I quickly called Dr. Ben. Hello, Dr. Ben, where are you? I said, please come and see something. I described the place. He came. He says, I is you. We don't go to people's houses. I said, don't worry. Please, I'm the one that can call you like that. When Dr. Ben entered, Dr. Ben says, how do you stand there without covering your nose? I said, Kilode. He said, everywhere is smelling. He said, let them lift him, sir. Inside my car, then chaos portage. I put the man inside my car. We carry him from upstairs. Come and see how my God was following us with blood. and put him in the car. We rushed him to General Hospital. They admitted him. On the third day, he knew where he was. He said, Bomowai, unless you are at hospital, sir, you are already at the hospital. He said, that period he was calling me my savior. See, I'm gone. So they now said they are going to scrape the leg. But they won't amputate it, but they scrape it. Because he has allowed the thing to enter deeply. What are you putting that this thing is decaying like this? He said, holy water. Holy what? Can you see foolishness of people? When I got home, Mama said, what do you carry? My car was smelling. We took my car to car wash. Even the car wash boys, they are afraid of washing it. They say, sir, where do you carry a dead animal? I said, we carry a dead animal. Huh. They say, sir, you go pay us money. Oh. They say, 1,000. I said, I'll pay. The guy came back, he said, sir, 2,500. I said, okay, I'll pay. I have to pay. They washed my car for 2 days. We open my car like this. The four doors, boots. Until one evening, I said, let me just go and greet this man. Whoa, to buy my Bible. Holy water, no power. Holy water. Holy water, call. Until the holiness, la ye, to holy water. You know what I mean? Abi eti gbo ti yoba ma so pe en ti ni odun to nla sugar jeri jeri lo ma po du e danu en ti ni odun to lo nla sugar can you imagine? See, I'm not happy, bring me sugar. And he's eating sugar. I said, why are you eating sugar? I said, I want my belle to sweet. Well, how could I know? You are not living holy life, you are drinking holy water. Can you imagine? I went the other evening to go and say hello around 4 o'clock that I'll be able to enter. On getting there, they said, sir, do you see that man? He discharged himself, sir. He discharged himself and his wife. They said they left this morning. They said he just walked like that, not knowing that they packed her. He discharged himself and they entered the coup. Fiam! He's going to Lagos to that prophet. I picked my phone. Hello, where are you? Where do you discharge yourself? In fact, Dr. Ben was telling me, I'm tired of that man. What if they said they want to amputate the whole leg? He said they must not scrape his leg. I won't mention him now. And I keep them a call. Hello? Ibolewa. He said, Atide Jeba. Jeba, where are you going? Ah, they said, one Lord, the prophet. I now beg Dr. Ben, how much is his bill? They said it's not even much. It's around few amount of money. I have to pay. Let him go. The next thing I will hear after 1 week is dead. On getting to the man, he line up. You know the way they normally line up and put this thing on their chest. Prophet healed me. When he saw the leg, he said, this is hospital case now. Why are you bringing this one here? It's hospital case. Come on, take him to hospital. He died at Lut. Pastor Adekunle went for the burial. Pastor Adekunle, I'm not going anywhere. It's a serious matter. And they buried the man in Akure there. Pastor Adekunle know the person I'm talking about. You are not holy. You are drinking holy water. Oh, Mobibeli. You don't know Bible. It's time for every Christian to go back to their Bible. So that they won't be showing you fake things and you think it's open door. Somebody come and say, come over, go and look for 500,000. I will help you do Canada. You and your family will go to Canada. You must know that's a lie. If you will go to Canada, you don't need the help of anybody. Tell somebody beside you, say, excuse sir. I know he'll say it that way. As a Yoruba man, I say, excuse sir. If it's excuse me. Know your Bible. But now, know your Bible. Number two, listen to your inner spirit. What I say you should do? Listen to your inner spirit. You must know how to listen to your inner spirit. You must know how to listen to your inner spirit. Somebody is talking, your spirit just contradicts it. Don't come to the level of regret before you now understand what your inner man is telling you. I say, what is he saying? Kini kan suffer me? Kini kan say, kini kan? That's the spirit of God inside of you that is pricking you. Telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen to your inner spirit. See that, sir? It's not every door that is open, that is opened up. It's not every door that is opened up. It's just a door. It can lead to hell. So be careful. When people are telling you Gugabu's story, telling you, listen to, as he's talking, be listening to your inside. As he's talking, be listening to your inner man. Be listening to your inner man. It's not every door that is opened up. You know, I don't know, maybe I've told you this story before, how my wristwatch was collected from me at Ibadan. How the collected wristwatch coming from Ibadan? This wristwatch, sir, is my grandfather dash me. My grandfather dash, my grandfather dash the father grant the son. That wristwatch is very powerful. It's this wristwatch that they normally wind. It doesn't use battery. And it's my elder brother that gave me that wristwatch. Very lovely wristwatch. You understand what I'm saying? Who can shine? So I was in Bible college, and I was going to go and see my friend at Bodija. As I came down at Bodija, Ujuni, as I was going, I just trek a little. I saw these boys, they were playing table tennis. I was going on my own. And they said, Egbe, 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 Ewa, Egbe, Ewa. And I, Egbe, share my table tennis. Can you count scores? I said, yes, I can count scores. They said, now, want to go on betting. I'll give him 18, 18 ahead. Eating ahead. I said, but how do you want to win that? He said, Emma worry Egbon. Nicola team play kini. He said, but the only thing is that we are going to do betting. We are doing betting. So he put 500 naira down. This one put 500 naira down. He said, now you are going to support him. So support him with your wristwatch. My spirit told me, say, move, move. But I waited. I remove, as if they put something in my mouth, I remove my wristwatch and give them. And they said, when he wins, we give you the whole money. Can you see breakthrough? And I just look at it, 1,000 just like that. We give you the whole money. He's not the owner now because you put your wristwatch. Pa, 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 pa. I don't know. I didn't even know how to count that thing again. I couldn't even count where. But the other one said, he won. And he carried the money, he carried my wristwatch. I said, hey, you guys come. My wristwatch must not go. You have taken 1,000, give my wristwatch. They said, no way. JB is betting. Ah. They said, okay, if I'm going to collect my wristwatch, I should look for 200 naira. And honestly, Bible college, even the money I take to that area is grace. The money in my pocket to go back is 50 naira. I said, okay, wait, just a minute. Let me pick 200 naira from my friend. And I come back to collect my wristwatch. They said, you can go quickly. By the time I am to get there, so it's like nobody have ever stepped that day. Table, we didn't see table. You are talking about tennis. Table, everything, sir, under the tree. I started looking. Ah, he been in now. In the place, the table is like this, like this, like this. Ah, yeah, meaning pastor, Jalole, want to bag well. It was then one woman said, I was looking at you from afar. Those guys are hoodlums. They are thieves. He said, when you, I say, hey, yeah, they've gotten this brother today. And something inside of me was telling me to go. I told, he said, you will have obeyed. There are sometimes some people are talking. They want to get your attention. Something inside of you just tell you, move now. Don't even wait. Don't be emotional about it. Pick race. And begin to go. Brian, you ambassador. He said, Mabino. I don't know where you started your matter. It doesn't concern me. Is somebody hearing me now? After that time, I got to Lagos one day at Ojota. Yami, Homo Yami. Inside the envelope like this, very goldy chain. Like this. He said, it's just 500 naira. He said, you enjoy it. I said, number one, I don't use chain. He said, you can buy it for your brother or your sister. You're like that. Inside of me, the person that talked to me at Bodija that day came again. Go away. Go away. So this time around, I just walk out. Ah, he said, I'm going to enjoy my ball. Ha, I do 590. Okay. Emu 251. I walk away. It was when I got to the front, I was getting very closer to Lenant at Ojota area, that somebody came to me and said, I saw you when they call you. He said, they will exchange that envelope. You get home and want to remove chain. It's small, small stones that will come out of that thing for you. You see, that's the way they do for people. It's not every door that is open door. Somebody said, come to my filling station and buy your fuel. And buy your fuel. Is how much is fuel now? 140, 160. Talk to me. 158, 160. I think it's 160. They carry it to some people, reduce it by 1 naira. So let's say 160. And somebody said, I'll be selling 100 naira. It's either he stole it or it's adulterated. It's sobo stroke petrol. Don't just say it's happy. Hey, 100 naira. Hey. You know, sometimes what is inside of you is the one that is pushing you to fall into the hand of wrong people. It's not every door that is a divine open door. So sometimes when your inner man is talking to you, obey. Look at somebody beside that person, say, obey. Oh, you are not saying it very well. Say it one more time. Say it louder, people of God. Number three, know your personal instructions. What does it do? Know your personal instruction. Know your personal instruction. What is the instruction that God gives to you? Know your personal instruction. For example, as I am standing here, people of God, you come with business deal, you have missed it. God told me from day one, you don't do business. Mumara me. Hello? Don't do business. One time, somebody came to do Thanksgiving in the church here. He gave me cow. He came for Thanksgiving and brought cow. Very powerful cow. Sir, the king tipa cow. Every kid is cow. All of you women, come and take one bashi bashi. You know? Just give you small. Give you small. Everybody, you will enjoy it and say thank you for yesterday, daddy. Kill it here. I look at the cow. Huh? Why will I eat this cow? I say, okay, it's male, Abby. Okay, let me buy female. So that I now gave it to Dickin Saba of a blessed memory. I said, Dickin Saba, how do we take care of this cow? Move your business now. God told me from the onset. And that's why there is nothing you are going to say that will make me to fall for business. Some people call me on phone. Hello, is that Pastor Jupiter? They gave me one contract now. They shall supply NEPA material. We are looking for the bill. The whole thing is about 10 million. So we give you 5 million. I say, look, what is she? Make the business. I don't do business. You don't need Holy Ghost to tell you that one. Know your personal instruction. It's some of the enemy today. Know the instruction that God gave to you. Know it. Know the instruction that God gave to you. What did God say? Answer. They called the Fulani. The Fulani came here. Sonu, Yade, Lafia, Lafia. We greeted ourselves. I said, how the Nama, how you they do them? Ah, it's about Damwa. Ba Masala. I said, okay. This cow will give you, be taking care of it. He said, okay. He said, per month, I can be giving 5,000 for their grants and all of that. I said, okay. I said, female to join in so that they can be producing. Me too can have plenty cow. So you now know that I am Baba cow. Until one morning, the Kisama just came. Said, daddy, I saw one Kayefio for the past 2 weeks now. See, I didn't want to tell you, but it's going beyond my power. The man packed all his cow and all his load, everything, and left Shanchaga. Inugulubalo, together with my cow. No, when he was talking, I said, okay, so what's it now? Did he drop my cow before he left? He said, drop your cow, cow. I said, well, long, kinetic cow, honestly, to keep that cow and enjoy it. I want to do business. So that time, I don't do business. One guy was calling on phone. It was Pastor Blaji that was attending to him. Finally, Pastor Blaji said he should come. He said, I love Pastor Jupiter. He's a worthy man of God. I listened to him online. Finally, he came. That time, the building is still there. We sat down there at that entrance. And he said, well, he served one Lebanese man in Ghana. So that Lebanese man traveled, is sick. He said, but when he was going, he gave me a safe. He said, in that safe, there are millions of dollars. But he didn't give me the key. He said, but finally, the man now died over there. He said, but the wife has come back. I tried to talk to the wife about it. The wife didn't know. And he said, nobody knows about that thing. He said, now we want to break it. He said, so when I get all the money, I want to come to Mina and build an event center. He said, you will be in charge. He said, I will be in charge. Then you want to start a very big school. Very big school. I'm the one that will also be in charge. I said, now wait. Oh, I'll be in charge. As what? No, as a man of God, I have integrity. I said, okay, keep talking. So when he finished all the discussion, I said, number one, sir, I am a minister of the gospel. I know righteousness. If it is true, that man gave you a safe that money is inside, and the wife has returned back to Ghana country, go and release that thing back to his wife, or else you are a thief. He said, no, it's not like that. He said, the man dashed me. I said, okay. I said, so okay, what are you looking for now? He said, we want to break it, but the money we want to use in breaking it, we don't have it. I said, like, how much do you want now? He said, sir, in fact, I'll first of all give you the title of that money, and I'll now pay your 1 million back. So if you get 1 million now, you give me, I've raised about 1 million too, so that they can use it to break that thing. I said, brother, I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to. If not, I will have called you a thief, but I've called you already. So, you understand? You know, there is a way you call people name, but you use wisdom. I say, I will have called you a thief, but anyway, with what we are doing now, I say, number one, I don't do business. Number two, if they are building event center and big school, and I'm doing ronya there, where did I get money? I say, bro, all of these things I know they do. He said, okay, no problem. Give me somebody who have integrity in the church. I say, my church member, they know they do that one. It's well with you, sir. You are well done, sir. You can be going now. Can be going. He stood up. He got to gate. He came back. He said, hello, sir. I came from Ghana. I didn't have transport fare. I said, don't worry. Ghana is not too far. Honestly. Immediately after Jeba, it was Ghana near. You trek. He said, no, even if it is 5,000, Amy, any loom, any one era. Lie. I say after Jeba, honestly, after Jeba. And let me tell you, be that to this place, honestly, is just 1 kilometer. So after Bida, you enter Jeba. After Jeba, go to Ghana. So be going. Amy, for where? Mention the name. 3 billion, 10 billion. I'll just be looking at you. If it's easy, why are you like this? Why are you like this? But there are some of us, they just call you on phone. Hello, your brother from UK said they should give you something. The first question is, which brother do you have in UK? But some of you say, yes. Oh, my brother, but Atunde, say, yes, you get it. And they have gotten you. Be careful. Know what? Know your instruction. What is the instruction that God has given to you? You remember the young prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13. No, talk to the people of God. The Lord said he must not eat at that place. The Lord said the road you follow, you must not follow back. When he got there, he revealed it to the people. I don't think we have any problem. But when the senior prophet came to him and said, the angel told me that you should come and eat in my house. Listen to that. Angel told me you should come and eat in my house. But God told you that you must not eat. Between God and angel, talk to me. Who is more authentic? Who can make mistake among the two? The angel can make mistake. So why do you come now and say that angel said you come and eat? Why God said you should not eat? Somebody is not hearing me. You as a father, you say your child must not go out. A neighbor said, come out. Who is paying the house rent? Is it not the father? Is it not the one that has the right to tell you what to do and what not to do? You say a neighbor is backing you up. I said, this guy is foolish and he sat down on the earth. No wonder God killed him. Know your instruction. Look at somebody beside you and say, know your instruction. Know your instructions. The instruction of Samson is, don't marry among the Philistines. You are to fight them, not to marry them, not to befriend them. He went there and looked for wife. And do you know, from that moment, he lost it in marriage. He never balanced till he died. So be careful. Know your instruction. Many of you have instruction, you have violated it. Many of you, you have instruction, you have violated it. One of the instructions for children of God is, there is no relationship between darkness and light. So what is the correlation between unrighteousness and darkness and iniquity? So you call yourself a child of God. Most of your friends are unbelievers. You are not following your instructions. Can somebody say amen? Oh, that's too low. Let somebody say louder, amen. You are not follow your instructions. Look at somebody beside you, turn up and say, follow your instructions. Hey, say it louder, people of God. Say it one more time. Say it again. So very important. Number next, give things time. Hello. When they say one door open, give it time. Don't rush. Give time. Give it time. Time. In fact, time is one of the most viable tests for everything that happens in your life. If it's a friendship, before you start committing yourself to that person, give it time. Is somebody hearing me now? They call this one open door. Give it time. Give it time. You must understand the mystery behind time. Give things time. Give things time. There are some of us young girls, you just meet a brother. He started telling you different kind of sweet things. Many people don't know that there are people that are sugar-coated man. They have sugar-coated man. Honestly speaking, you are the best lady I've ever seen in my life. Oh, there is nobody like you. Give it time. Give it time. In fact, one of the things that you should do as a lady is that keep telling the brother no for 3 months and check his attitude. Of course. As a lady. Daddy, are you teaching us not to? I'm teaching you. Especially somebody you don't know. Took a for it, go from somewhere. But to report to one white canvas. White canvas. And he's behaving gently. Behaving gently. I could remember the day we went for introduction at Mama's hometown. All my people came. And I kept quiet. I was looking at everybody. They said, Pastor, come here. I'll go like that. The reverend that came to preach there, he said, this man is not gentle. He said, immediately I see him, I know this one is not gentle. He said, oh, gentle. Mama, come for one. I said, Daddy, what can I? I tell you, there are some people that can see better and see well. There are sometimes I look at some lady, I say, bring him. I say, Kulewa, oh, busy. Any brother that say he want to marry you and he finding every girl to come and meet your pastor is a demon reincarnated. It doesn't matter where he's working. Tolu got married recently. She told me, said the guy is in Maiduguri. I said, okay, no problem. Tell him to come. Tell him to come. They are very busy there. I said, don't talk for him. Give him my number. Let him call me. I said, young man, I would like to see you. He says, I myself, I'll take a break. I'm coming. I want to meet you. And when he came, sweet spirit. Sweet spirit. The guy has returned back to his station now. Tolu came to meet me. I said, how are you doing? This Abuja, I came for the program. I said, how are you doing? Hope you are not missing. He said, his people did not even allow me to meet him. He said, the mother just left. The mother is coming again. All of them keep coming around, keep coming around. So very important. You know, see some sister. I'm a cover. Oh, busy, gone. Oh, busy. Don't worry. Koni busy, lojoto ma di kwe duwe. Only busy. Oh, you say go busy, oh busy, oh busy. Okay, come on, busy Lord. Give things time. Let's not say give things time. Give people time. Give them time. This is a pastor. I'm a man of God. God is using me. He has used me in London. He has used me in America. Wait. Give it time. Many of us don't have the patience for time anymore. You see him now, you marry him now. That's Samson syndrome. No, he's very, very busy. He's very, very busy. He's very busy. There's one lady that came to his parents and told them, hey, he's taking me to London. Now, he's taking me to London. This is after 10 years. One of the days I saw her looking horrible at Kuta Road there. I said, young lady, how are you? You are no more going to London. He said, she's in process here. I said, brother, I can't tell you. What will be here? It's like that. Looking so horrible. Until somebody now opened up their own day. Babala yame. You told everybody that time, I'm taking you to London and he will come to your house. You'll be speaking some grammar that does not correlate. You say, oh nigga. Oh God. Ento was labor by to one so nigga. Oh Jaimakwe. Ofekosawa nigga ni. So you must be very careful. Give things time. Let's not say time. Say it one more time. Say it again. Say it again. When they went to start the church at everybody kept on telling me, Daddy, when will you go to Abuja too? When you go? I said, come on, leave them. If they meant business, they will continue. Even when they heard I'm there, okay, sir, do we organize program? I said, don't organize program. I'm just coming to check where you are doing things. Send the money for them to buy chairs that they will be using. When the rentage was too much, I sent the money to buy chairs. When I got there, that's number one thing I look. I counted the share. It's true. You must be sensitive. You know, some of us just do balabala, just enter there. I saw the chair. I said, bring me one of these chairs. Let me sit down. I sat down. Okay, check it out. I used to, look at the back. They wrote VOM, Abuja 2. And we say, when I got there, she was here. Unless I tell you. But I know what I want to go and check. I checked their pulpit. I checked some of the things they are doing. I've not been there before. I was on ground. He says, how can I call some of the members? I said, no problem. He has told me the name of those members. When two of them came, I said, who is Felix among you? They opened their mouth. He said, I'm Felix, sir. Who is Peter among you? He said, you are my namesake, right? I mentioned their name. They were surprised. I said, your pastor has spoken about you. So if I say, who is Felix among you? That one said, no Felix. Do we have any Felix in this church? I know where I'm going. That's why when you talk to me once, many things you mention that you don't remember stick to my head. I give people time. Tell somebody besides, I say, give them time. Hey, you are not saying it again. Many of us are guilty of that now. Give things time. Give people time. Give situation time. Give everything time. Sometimes I can be dealing with you. I say, go and sit down. I'm watching you. I want the time for me. So you can't just come and tell me. When I got to Abuja, one of the boys that is there, he prostrated on the floor and greeted me. I said, stand up, don't greet me. I said, you are prostrating on the face, but you are not prostrating on the inside. He said, no, sir, I'm prostrating on the inside. I said, don't worry. The day you start prostrating from the inside, I'll tell you. You are not the one that will tell me that one. Your own is to prostrate physically. My own is to look at your inside. Pastor Father said, should I show Daddy that picture? He said, no, don't show Daddy. I said, can you see your inside? See our problem. You said they should not show me your picture. Pastor Father said, he came to church one day with one something with bangles on the leg. I said, show Tribe. Time. Even sometimes when I give people time, mama will say, hey, this brother, it's better you call him. I say, leave him. It's time. When I see some people come and ask me, he's shaking head like this, going up and down. Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I give you time. After 3 weeks, you see the same brother get into church. Look for one corner there. I'll be sleeping. I give people time. Look at somebody beside you, tell that person, give that person time. Before you start calling somebody your best friend, give him time. Time is a very powerful acidic test. Give people time. Their color will show. Give them time. Their original person will show. Give people time. A man can pretend for a few days. You can't pretend forever. Your color will come out. Can somebody say amen? So in order to know whether a door is a divine open door or a demonic open door, give it time. Number next, does he align with God and his will in your life? If he doesn't align with God and his will in your life, are you getting what I'm saying now? If he doesn't align with God and his will in your life and his purpose in your life, then it simply means it's not a divine open door. It's not a divine open door. Does he align with the will of God in your life? Does it fall in line with the word of God in your life? It's going against your purpose. Praise God. There was a time I went to preach at Bida, and I came in contact with one brother. Is the one that even facilitated how they invited me. And he's a man that the hand of God is coming upon him. And he started coming around. He will come to me now. One day he just got here. He said, I'm coming to me now. I'm packing my load to me now. I said, okay, that's good. He said, we will rent a house. We will now start a program. A very powerful program. He just concluded. He said, in fact, within 3 months, you will see thousands of people. I tried to listen very well. And I say, bro, I'm not too smart with the way you are talking. So I don't think we are going to do such a thing. He just left me. And he went to another man. That's how the ministry of that man was grounded. I know the purpose of God for my life. With the help of God, I don't need the help of any man. The one God sent, all glory to God. The one God didn't send, all glory to God. Don't look for anything outside the purpose and the will of God for your life. Is somebody hearing me now? Very important. Which type of elder sister do you have that come to your house and separate you and your husband? It's against the purpose of God. They invite, they always invite me. I always mind my business. That's how one woman came to me here. He said, my husband's mother. Your mother-in-law? He said, yes. He said, she's at home. What happened? He said, daddy, come. I'll tell you in their presence. He said, come around 5:30, 6 a.m. And he said, house I'm free to. When I knock the door and I enter, their small boy was the one that opened the door for me. Where's your mother? The mother came from this room. Where's your father? The father came from this room. The mother-in-law came from the same room. He said, that's what I want to tell you, sir. Since the day this man has entered into this place, my husband left me, and I've been sleeping together with his mother on the same bed. I said, just I share mommy. Are you sucking breast? And he said, no. Are you sleeping with your mother? He said, no. He said, but my mother cannot be around. I said, your mother cannot be around. Ejo, Emma be no, mama, Ejo, kill this sort of the one leg. And he said, you know, he's my son. That's the way I brought. I said, mama, let me issue me. You know, Jejemi Mama Shew. I don't know. They are the one that came to call me. I said, mama, you carry evil spirit. For your son to leave the bedroom and leave his wife there and come and be sleeping on the same bed with you. And he said, there is nothing. It was demonic in nature, man. She busted into tears. Can you imagine now? I'm not emotional about it. And I told the man, if you are not careful, you will soon die. There is something that woman is giving you that you won't tell us now. Some months after that time, the woman got to the village and died.
Very important.
Anything that want to separate, that's why I said the will and the purpose of God in your life. King in terms of where you are aware. It's against the will of God. Ah, let me tell you that rubbish. One young girl came here one time. He said, "Daddy, please, I need 20,000. Now. 20,000, 20,000. He was telling mama, he was telling. So I said, "Come. Come here. I don't want to mention her name now. I said, "Come over here. Who asked you to go and bring 20,000 naira?" Ah, he said, "No, you can't know. In fact, my mother cannot get it." I said, with the way she's shaking, I knew something was wrong. "Who asked you to go and bring 20,000 naira?" He said, "They said if I say it, I will die." Ah, I said, "You have to die today. You must tell me. You must tell me." So it was then we knew. She entered one taxi from Mobi. And those people say she should meet them at one uncompleted building at Chanchaga. She should go and collect 20,000 that they want to do something for her. You know, the irony part of it is that they slept with her already. I said, "Can you imagine? How do you think you want to? What do they say to you that make you to open your leg?" So they want to collect the 20,000 now. I said, "Okay, no problem. I call two brothers. You follow her there." I said, "No, daddy, I will die." I said, "You can't die. Something that you have told me, Chebo, you're supposed to drop dead. If you drop dead, I'll wake you." They are everywhere. What is that thing they tell you? Don't tell your mother. Don't tell your mother. All of you young children, they tell you, they say, "Don't tell your mother. The day you tell your mother is the day you will die." You must know that thing is against the purpose and the will of God. What I am preaching here this morning, I say, I preach it to you. Don't let anybody know what I preach to you. Why will I say that? It's online. They are hearing me now in London, in America, everywhere. Anything they tell you, don't tell another person. It's not a secret that is good for your life. Anybody come to you and say, "I want to tell you something about Brawe," don't tell him and don't tell anybody. It's a lie. Confront that person. Tell that person what you are telling me now. I'll tell him. Then they won't come to you. What is that thing they are telling you? Don't tell your husband. Say, don't tell your, that person wants to take advantage of you. Because he knows that if you tell your husband, his secret will be revealed. So very important. Can somebody say amen? Tell somebody, who says, when they tell you, tell your husband. Tell another, say, when they tell you, tell your wife. I got to the bunting one day. I was praying, Makalaba, Shantalaba, and these people, they came, they say, "Hello." Okay, look at another person. When they tell you, tell your pastor. Makalaba, Shantalaba, Zindelebo, Zindelebo. I was praying on my own, and one of them came to me and said, "Down, say the Lord." I said, "Okay." He said, "Your wife is a witch." I said, "You are sick." He said, "Your wife is a witch." I said, "You are sick." He said, "Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Toba check and I love stairs. Your brain is transformed into blow." If my wife is a witch, it's not your business. God will tell me. Your wife is a witch. You know, that's the way they scatter many homes. And you will now come with that attitude to the house. You now sit down and be looking at your wife. Is this not the way the witch work? You are saying witch now. Although if you wish, if it's a wish, he must have killed you before now. Oh God. Tell somebody beside you, say, if they tell you, look for somebody to tell you. Anything they tell you, that don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone, don't tell anybody, is a lie. Say, don't, even your wife, don't tell your wife. They are 419. They are 419. Number next, get cancer. Get cancer before embracing anything, especially the counsel of your spiritual father. There are many of us that are very wise in our own eyes. You have to pray that the Holy Ghost will deliver you from that. You have to pray that the Holy Ghost will deliver you from such a syndrome, thinking you know everything. Nobody knows everything. Nobody. Nobody. You know, I told you one brother, look up everybody. I told you one brother that came to me, my office there. He said, "Holy Ghost told me that I should be going now." Ah, go where? To go and start my own church. At where? At Ilorin. Okay. Now, this is a brother I didn't ordain. You know, if he's a pastor, that's a different thing. Then I just pray for him in the congregation and bless him. But with all I'm saying, this brother wants to convert the prayer in the church for him to ordination. I've seen the way he's doing things. He told me the day that he wants to go, that I'll pray for him. And I know he will bring photographer. What do I do? I keep praying, and I must pray for him. I never get wisdom to that level. I've never, you know, there are some things we are doing for the first time. If you are not careful, you mess it up. Unless you go for cancer. That's why you are just entering into a relationship for the first time. Just see one brother because he's tall, he's lanky, he's smile. You believe you have seen somebody now. You have to go to cancer. Go to your mother, who have seen different kind of men before. I say, this is the person. Yeah, I can hold out. Okay, this is you must understand that type of sound and ask questions later. But some of us then say, no. I am a young person. My mother is old. I was on the mountain praying. Oh Lord, what will I do? Do you know God didn't speak? What will I do about the case of this brother? Praying for him is not my problem. But I didn't ordain him, and I don't want him to go down and said he has been ordained. Because the Bible says, lay no hands on any man suddenly. Everyone you ordain, you are going to give account in heaven. And I know the way it's going, it can't last. Now what do I do? And I didn't confirm that I should ordain him. I was praying. As I was praying on the mountain, I could remember very well. I sat under the rock praying. Lord, what do I do? Tell me what. I just called my father in the law. The Spirit of God just told me, call your father in the law. And I put a call through. I first sent a text. I said, Daddy, I want to speak with you. When is it convenient? He said, call me now. Good. I gave a call. I said, Daddy, I'm on the mountain now. This is what happened. But one brother, he said, do you ordain him? I said, no. I said, you even know him. He's the one that drove the other day when you came and did. He said, I know that brother. It's a disaster that was going to happen somewhere. I said, okay, so Daddy said he's going now. And he wants me to pray for him in the congregation. Daddy said, Don't do that. Because he's not an ordained person. You can't pray for him in the public. He will take it as ordination. I said, exactly, Daddy, you are getting it now. He said, I know what is going on. I know I have the type of them. I've encountered them. He said, do you know what to do? Very early on Sunday morning, contrary to what he believed, call all pastors, all your pastors and deacon and deaconess. Call them to your office. Let him kneel down in their center. Let them join him. Pray for him. Release him as a brother, not as a pastor. You have prayed. Sir, I was relieved. I've never had that one before. In the multitude of counsel, you can't miss it. You can't enter into error. But some of us say, no, if anybody advised me, into one room in my shape. It's not every time that what is inside of you is old. What is inside of you sometimes is terrible. If we allow you, you will commit suicide. You will commit suicide. And truly, I just called the brother on Saturday night. I said, hey, come to church as early as 6 o'clock tomorrow. I want to pray for you. He was very happy. He came. And all pastors and deacons, they are already in my office. And I said, kneel down. He was shocked. He didn't know that his office, he thought his church prayer. And I said, be on your name. I said, let me just ask you one question. Just one question. You have been with me for how many years? He said, like 7 years. I said, which day do you put 5 naira inside envelope? I said, that this is a seed for my future. He said, no. I said, okay. As soon as I pray for you now, you enter that future, but very empty. So even if you sow seed now, it doesn't work. So, be on your knee. And I pray for him. I lay hands on him. Go. It is well. Lord will help you as you go. I say, I'm releasing you as a brother, not as a pastor. So you go. So you look for somebody who will release you for ministry, not me. I can't know that this one cannot produce any result in the life of people, and I release him to ministry. I say, because you are not right. There are 7 things God asked me to deal with in your life. I just dealt with 2. So remaining 3. Sorry, remaining 5. One of them is your relationship with your wife. One of them is your appetite. One of them is seeing rubbish revelations. But unfortunately, you didn't wait. So I prayed for him and he left. And I called that. In fact, all pastor says had this wisdom. Do you know what? When we're in service, I said, this morning I have prayed for our brothers. Do you know he rushed? He rushed to the altar to come and kneel down again. I said, what? I said, I prayed. He has set people to snap. I didn't pray. I said, no, I'm just talking. I pray for him this morning, so he's going for ministry. How many of us were in church that day? He rushed to the front. He still wants me to say, go. And they snap me. You know? You won't get me. You won't get me. Tell somebody, say, the devil will not get me. You won't get me. Do you know he went for the ministry? He's around now, valiganting everywhere. That's what you want me to release. That's what you want me to release. So be very careful. Very careful. Listen to counsel. Listen to counsel. Meet people. Meet people that have gone ahead of you. I'm not talking of stupid people that see iniquity as righteousness. But your spiritual father, who wants your best, who wants you to come out well in life. Sir, this is what I want to do. In the multitude of counsel, you can't miss your road. Error will be prevented. You feel like sending your wife away, come and tell your pastor first. Excuse her, I feel like sending my pastor away. I mean my wife away. So to where? So I'll be living in Mina. She will be living in Lagos. It doesn't work that way. Let me know. I'll tell you what to do. Tell you what to do. They were telling me about one brother recently. He married him in a, he left the wife there, they transferred him. When he got there, he married another person. They transferred him to another place. He married. Now, he's with four wives. I say now, because that brother didn't lead to cancer. Can somebody say amen? Oh, that's too low. Let somebody say a louder amen. So, listen to counsel. Get counsel before embracing anything. Before embracing anyone. Especially your spiritual father's counsel. Can somebody say amen? Number next, pray about things. Pray about things. Be specific and pray about them. Tell God to talk to you in a language you will understand better over it. Number next, don't be desperate for anything. That's exactly what I've been dealing with in most of the points I've mentioned today. Don't be desperate for anything. I want it bad, bad. It's a demon. Hello? I want it how? Bad, bad. Don't want anything bad, bad. I want car bad, bad. You will either steal or do otherwise. Don't want anything bad, bad. How many of us have seen people that want money bad, bad? What happened to them at the end of the day? Don't want anything bad, bad. Don't be anxious for anything. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That's why people fall into the wrong hands. That's why people embrace different kind of open doors. I said this one, it's not every door. Don't want anything bad, bad though. If I want thing in my life is that I don't want money bad, bad. I need money, but I don't want it bad, bad. Somebody hearing me now? I don't want it bad, bad. One day in my office there, church was very few that time, a woman came and dropped 200 naira to my table. The Lord said that 200 naira is demonic. Ask her to pick her money. I said, madam, ejema binuma, emu owoi. Ah, onise tori po kere, onirama. Next time I'll be taking things from you, please take the money. The woman said, no. I said, you take it, man. You have to take, and the Lord said, I must not touch the money. The woman took it. I believe when she left, she would say, we'll get here. At the very moment, don't want anything bad, bad, though. You want job bad, bad. You want job bad, bad. The job you want bad, bad. The day you will meet somebody that will give you bad, bad job. He will tell you, we'll be paying you, the money they will be paying you now is 700,000 naira per week. But meet me at Aloe Vera. Is that the place of work? No. To document some things. Eh? Is you that want it bad, bad? Anything you want bad, bad. Any option they give you, you go for it. That's why many people, they are so blindfolded to so many things. Now, they will be telling us another story. I don't know, that's what they will do for. But it's you that want it bad, bad. Don't want anything bad, bad. God will give it to you in his own time. The Bible says he makes everything beautiful. How? In his own time. So don't want it bad, bad. Look at somebody beside you and say, don't want it bad, bad. You know, I told you one day at Odo yesterday, I have just 10 naira with me. I wanted to go out. Mama said, this 10 naira, drop it. Eh? Look at Otne. He may be crying for biscuit. I said this 10 naira. What if me? They say, how do you have on you? We fought, that's to tell you that we fought over that 10 naira before I left home. And as I was coming back, I met one man. The man just met me on the way. I said, I'm going to your house, sir. And he carried me, sir, inside AC and dropped me at home. He says, you have come to see. And he knelt down concerning my business. Okay. He said, I should come and dedicate his water factory. And I went there to dedicate his water factory, bless it, bless it. That time, water factory was just new in Mina. I was living out to do it yesterday, that time, so you know it's very long. And then, he came to drop me back at home. As he was dropping me, he just opened the safe and gave me 20,000. Sir, 20,000, this 20,000, 20 naira, 50 naira, he said, man, binusa, owo mintan pani. He says, it's the money, the sales they made from water. He says, it's 20,000. Please take, sir. As I look at the money, Holy Spirit just opened my eyes. That is money or blood. That, number one, when he came to pick me to come and dedicate the church, I'm not his pastor. You know, I take no tissues. I'm not his pastor. Number two, we don't talk. I don't want to mention name here this morning. Ah, so why will you take me there? I bless it. As he dropped the money, the Lord said, that money is blood money. If you take it, your ministry is over. They say he must go and give it to one man of God in order for that water factory to boost. I wanted to take it, Holy Ghost said, no way. If you take it, you are gone. Don't want anything bad. And I said, sir, please leave it, sir. This man came down from car. He begged me till I enter my house. I said, sir, I said, sir, the man is crawling all around now. I don't know whether he couldn't succeed in giving that money to people. Crawling around. He's been here up to about 3 or 4 times. Hey, that's what I can do. Ministry in Lowaju, I work on Lole. Yeah, that's the exchange they want to do that time. You look, many people you see on the street, hello, me exchange, you know, wow. He's looking for exchange of life and destiny. Okay. I sound my own. No, it's not everybody that is speaking English that has a good mind. No. We are going to take care of you. We are going to lift you. They are looking for something. It's not every one of them. And I'm not saying everyone is bad, but allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Allow the Holy Spirit to do what? To lead you. I went to preach at Lagos. One man of God brought suit for me. If you see that suit, sir, when they brought it out of suitcase, wow. I look at this suit, very powerful. He says, sir, I bless you with this suit. Overnight, the way I was feeling, Lord, what is this? The Lord said, that suit is not a correct suit. It's a suit of exchange. They have come to exchange everything I drop upon your life. And the meeting, thank God the meeting has not finished. He came the following evening and he sat down. I didn't thank him. I said, sir, I want to see you, sir. I said, I'm very sorry. That suit, I want to return it. Ah, he said, well, did I do anything bad? I said, no. Egba suit to him, sir. Take your suit. Yeah, the pastor that invited me said, any problem? I said, there's no problem. I put it on his lap. Take your suit. Go, mi pada. You can't exchange anything in my life. In fact, at that critical moment, God always lead me. Be very careful. It's not every lift you can enter. There are some people, you enter their car, they lift you. You come down from car, you leave your destiny behind. So be very careful. I don't know why this message is coming this morning, but God wants to remove somebody from the clutches of the wicked. So don't be desperate about anything. Don't want it now. Don't want it now. Don't want it now. It's only two people that did marriage now in the Bible. Only two people that did marriage now. Number one person was Joseph. Joseph was not the one that wanted it now. It was Pharaoh that said, no, you can't be a prime minister without a wife. Bring one of my girls. Bring one of my daughters. Marry anyone among them. That one is a divinely orchestrated marriage. The second person that wanted now was Samson. He got it now and he died now. Now is not a correct syndrome. I want it now. Money now. Breakthrough now. Open door now. Is somebody hearing me now? One brother came to this place and said that I see what God is doing through you. I can see the landed property there. I see this auditorium. This is sign in this land. He says, sir, I want to build my own in 5 years. I say it's not possible. It's entry now syndrome gradually. I say all of these things that you see here, this is 22 years that we are still talking. Hey, you say 22 what? Oh, you thought I entered me yesterday? 20 years. Can somebody say amen? Oh, that's too low. Let somebody say loud amen. Look at somebody beside, say, don't be desperate. Say to Farabale. Relax. And lastly, this morning, as we begin to pray, is ask questions and listen to words. Ask questions and do what? Listen to words. That's why when you come to my table, especially you are coming, say, I see one sister in the choir. That sister, when he smile like this, I see gap tooth. Ah, oh my goodness. That sister is so lovely. That sister is so wonderful. And when I saw her, the book of Jeremiah came to my spirit. Before I formed you in the womb of your mother, I know you. I've ordained you a wife for you. You have created an avenue for me to intensify on you. I will ask you a question until you commit yourself. Question upon questions. Question upon question. You can't quote Bible to confuse me. Devil knows Bible more than you. One of the brothers one day, I said, by the grace of God, that sister, she hasn't get married, she's single, but let's see what we can do. Yay! Thank my star. Thank what? Thank my star? We have to check you out. There is problem. He didn't say thank you, Jesus. He said thank my star. You know there is a gangster has come to pick your daughter. Or a brother that came to church for the first time. He said, you want to marry one of these? I said, well, this brother came all the way from Akure. Let him greet the church. He said, praise the God. Tori Kolobin. Praise the God. He doesn't go to church. One brother came here one time. Which church do you attend? He said, Dunamis. Where? He said, Abuja. It's okay. Which unit are you? He said, Technical. I said, what is the name of the technical unit leader? Or you are the leader? Ah, he said, no, I'm not the leader. I said, what's the name of the technical unit leader? Brother, I said, wait, before you mention his name, I'll get his name myself. So, brother, what? He said, I don't know our leader. You are in unit, you don't know your leader. For somebody to be in this choir now, I said, who is your leader in this group? You know, we have two groups. And I said, bro, Victor, come. Who is your leader here? And say, I don't know our leader. And you are sitting down here. Praise God. Miss Olorun, do you remember one lady that gave birth in your hospital? The lady that gave birth in our hospital, sir. Nobody to pay bill. They said, now, where do we get your money from? She didn't know that she's a member of this church. Yeah, you say my pastor. Let them call my pastor. Who is your pastor? He said, Pastor Joe Peters. Your ballet is in here. What? Ojo Peter. Only many. Men, one thing, same time, one travel gone by. He knows me. She knows my movement. Okay. Your ballet is in it. Do you know mama? Say me, mama, or me, mentor, your mama. You know papa. You don't know mama. Somebody is not hearing me. Even if you are just coming to this church, see me standing like this. You know I'm not single. Even when, that's why you don't see mama there. He said, me, I don't know mama. Well, I know Pastor Jupiter is my pastor. That's the way some people say they know Jesus, but they don't know Holy Spirit. They know Jesus. Jesus is my father. Do you know Holy Spirit? He said, that one, I don't know him. There is no how you can know Jesus and you won't know Holy Spirit. In the family of Godhead, it's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you know one out of the three, you know the O three. You function in the capacity of the O three. He said, I know Pastor Jupiter. He said, me, I don't know Mama. Miss Olorun never go for that. He said, which unit do you serve in? He said, I'm not in any unit too. So probably he came for one early morning meeting. And you know, I talk. I say, praise God, the Lord bless you, it is well with you. By tomorrow, I'll go to Abuja. Then come back, by the grace of God, I'll come back. So he already knew that daddy is not around. He said, me, I don't know Mama. Do you want to know Mama? He said, I don't want to know Mama. That's how we knew it is 419. Ask people questions. Don't let them just give you bam and you accept it bam. Ask them questions. Don't just look the way you're talking. Say, wow, my daughter. Now me you resemble. You go out, you bring a young and vibrant man. And your daughter is smiling. Ask questions, sir. There are a lot of young and vibrant devils. Some of them are married. Some of them are what? Some of them are married. Ask questions. Then listen. Know how to listen to people. That was exactly what happened to Joshua. Where do you come from? From far country. How far? Far. Very far. What's the name of the country? Very far. Very far is not the name of your country. How far is the far that you don't have name? It's a very far country. There are a lot of couples, when they come to my place, say, my wife is very wicked. How wicked? Say, very wicked. What did she do? Very wicked. Very wicked. I usually tell my pastors, I say, when you see a member that come to you that say, my husband is very wicked. How wicked? Very wicked. What happened? Very wicked. The wicked has no name. You must know that that's sex matter. She didn't want to open up that. She didn't sleep with me. Just say, very wicked. Wicked. Very wicked. The pastor say, I say, okay, you see. When you get to your church, you will see. Very wicked. Very wicked. Listen to people very well, the way they talk. Ask them questions. Listen to what they are not saying. Is somebody hearing me now? Listen to what they are not saying. Even every one of your sense of judgment, let righteousness prevail. Don't collide with sin. Just like I told you the other time, that man said, the thing was given to me, the wife did not know, so I want to break it and get the money. I said, if you do that, you are a thief. You are a thief. Cutting the man, you return it back to him. Causing the man, you return it back to him. That's where it's unfair. He thought I would say, okay, hey, go and bring it. Go and bring it. So that we can share the money. What you don't know the beginning of. I said, you want to share the money. It's not every door that is divine open door. It's not every opening that is divine. Hello? It's not every money you see on the ground that is lucky. If you pick money and become tortoise, me and Ode. Okay, oh. Rise up on your feet this morning. Somebody say, I carry anointing. Okay. If you are not acting in righteousness, your anointing may not function. Hallelujah. Oh, that's too low. Hallelujah. You know, there was a day I asked that question in the church here. And so many people fall my hand that day. If you see 1 million on the ground, will you return it to that person? Isaac, why are you smiling? Brian Maogiri, if you see 1 million on the ground, what do? You will return it to the owner. If you did not see the address of the owner, the anchor, just see money on ground. You took it to where? You know, you yourself, you know, trust your station. one lady want to bring me more. He said, daddy, I'll bring it to for offering. I said, don't bring it for offering. Can somebody say amen? Can God trust you That is the question I want to ask from you now. Can God trust you and allow you to see the property of another person on the ground? And God said, no, I'll prevent everyone from seeing it. Like yesterday morning when we were coming, we are behind the trailer. We are behind the trailer. I sat at the front. We are behind the trailer. And the trailer was going fee, but at some places. So there is the guy, all of them, they are inside the trailer. That is a very long trailer and people are so plenty inside. But this guy came and sat on the top. He sat. And his buttock is outside like this. He has forgotten that his phone is there. And money. Sir, everything just pour in the bush. And he did not know. I can easily tell the guy that carried me, Garba, pack. And pack the phone. And pack the money. And come back home. But that's not God's blessing. I was the one that wind down immediately. I shouted, hey, Malan. He now said, me afaru. I said, Gafonka, Kudiga. So when he saw it on the ground, he shouted, yeah. He said, hey, wait. Kaza. So they finally packed. He went there and picked it. We have zoom off. So at the point before we got the pico, I told the guy, let me urinate. Do you know when they met us there? They came down. He prostrated and he was saying, thank you. So that phone is a big Android phone. In fact, it has smashed already from the top of the trailer and landed. You know what's going to happen? He said, it's not even that one. He said, the money. He said, it's the money of cow he just sold. The thing dropped from his pocket. He didn't know. And he was thanking me, now good day. Now,